He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Alliance Stadium. Well, the Texans will need to be pretty healthy up front to beat the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. That is because the Titans have one of the best 1-2 running game punches in the league. The Texans looked pretty healthy on Thursday. They had Jesse Nading and defensive end Anthony Weaver both practicing. Coach Kubiak will talk to us more about that.
Fight 72! Fight 72!
Defensive end Jesse Nading has been a pleasant surprise for the Texans. The rookie came in off the practice squad and has contributed immediately to the team. Coach Gary Kubiak said he can use him in lots of different situations.
Yeah, we do a lot of things with him. You know, he's a very sharp kid, Mark. We knew that coming in. We really didn't know what we were going to do with him. We were going to play him at linebacker, or we were going to play him at defensive end. He's been able to hold his weight. But he's done a good job, and we've asked him to do a lot, and that's one of the things I think that adds value to his career as we move forward.
Coach Gary Kubiak said he is also impressed with the defensive unit as a whole. There's a lot more continuity there with Dante Robinson starting at his right corner spot. But Kubiak also likes the way that young players have stepped up and allowed the Texans to be more aggressive up front.
Yeah, they've done a great job. You know, obviously we had not played that well up to a certain point, and we got some guys back and settled down. You know, talking about Dante and Amobi, and of course DB stepping in, those type of things. But they played extremely well. You know, as far as how we played the last 3 weeks, there's no doubt they've led the way. They've done a great job.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. It's football time.